Country's fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
Joan Lincoln!
Good morning. Good morning. It is the week. You know what that is?
What?
Fashion week.
Week
of Rochester.
Oh, Joan's favorite week.
It's going to bring down the house again.
And you brought Natalie Ray with you.
And I brought Natalie Ray with me today. So we are ready for the Fashion Week of Rochester runway.
Ready to get glammed up for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Dome Center in Henrietta. And, Elaine Spall with the Center for Youth, mm-hmm. and our favorite Megan Mundy, the chief fashion organizer, has put together another great show.
So what goes on? What are we having? What do we got? What are
well,
you guys doing?
Every night.
I know you can't tell everything you're doing because you want to be the surprise.
There's some secrets.
Exactly. We have a couple. We have a big announcement that we'll be doing on the runway. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But every year we do different themes.
Yeah.
So all the designers pick a theme. So Joan's theme is...
Well, so Panache is going to take the runway on Saturday night. And, of course, what's my favorite color, Tony?
Black.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing...
Halloween?
A little black.
She's going goth.
Yeah, so actually I'm really excited because on Saturday night I have captured the attention of the 8 original models that modeled for me in 2010.
Wow, okay.
All right, so fast forward, here we are, 2023,
awesome.
And 8 of the 10 are going to be on board with me, so we're all going to be dressed in black, and then we have...
And Brenda. She's
and
finally
Brenda,
taking
yep,
the runway.
My manager, Brenda Grossman, who is retiring in December, we were able to convince her to take the runway.
One last time?
Yeah, one last time. And but every Thursday night's theme is Inspire. And then Friday night's is called Celebrate, and Saturday night is Elevate. So every night there is a different theme. Actually, Friday night, Natalie and her husband, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
They are the most fashionable couple of Rochester.
I can only imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's like an award kind of thing?
Yeah, so I think there's 10 fashionable people in Rochester.
Yeah, there's like a fashionable
couple. That's about all there is in Rochester.
Yeah, that's it.
10 people.
Top 10. We know them all. But there's like a family, and then they recognize, you know.
Oh, that is awesome.
There's only 10 of us. And then,
who's the family? Was it me?
Sure. Nate and his cast. You know?
Yeah.
No, yeah. So Anthony and I are really honored. We're excited to walk the runway for that
That's
week.
Awesome. Do you dress him or does he dress himself? Just curious.
What do you think?
Yeah. He has something to do with it there.
He has great style, though.
Yeah, he does.
Thanks to Natalie.
Yeah.
But Thursday night, it's like a super edgy performance. You know, a lot of design.
A lot of clothes that nobody will wear in real life.
But wait, Natalie's also a spoke instructor, a spinning instructor.
Yeah,
so.
I got a quick outfit change there. So I'll be out with the spoke crew. So I teach
on Friday, right?
I teach at a cycle studio on Friday, so we're bringing the bikes out.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we're walking with some...
And this will be how models stay so skinny.
Spoke merch, and then I'll change quick. I did the most fashionable outfit. Walk out with my husband. New husband. Yeah.
Yes.
How new?
They're newlyweds.
How new?
I'll keep him. Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Like 3 months.
Oh, okay. Well, good noise.
Oh, that is new.
Yeah, really new.
It's all fun now.
Yeah.
Most fashionable couple.
Come back in a couple of years. You're smoking wherever I was going. What am I doing here with this guy?
He helps me with nothing.
Fashion smashing.
So
get a job.
There are tickets still available for Fashion Week if we have inspired you to participate and see what all this crazy fashion is all about.
What is today's warm